we do this a couple times a year, I am always amazed by the amount of drugs that are taken in and sharps, but mostly on the drug side. You know, I sat there and looked the last time we did this of these boxes and boxes full of pills, and then they told me the weight of all of that, and then I'm trying to figure out, that's a lot of pills. When you look at the weight of that little pill, and, you know, we're getting, I think the one was well over a couple hundred pounds. So, yeah, it is very important. A lot of people do take advantage of this program. So on Saturday, there will be a drug take back at Zeeland Community Hospital. And weather permitting, I think they're going to set right up in the parking lot where you can drive through, drop off. It will be properly handled and disposed of after the Saturday event. And the other location is actually at 3100 Port Sheldon over in the Hudsonville area. And that is the county building on Port Sheldon Street where the sheriff's office is at and the Department of Public Health is there. So, again, it always amazes me. And it's important, Gary, to it's kind of shocking, again, like I said, of how much is out there of prescription drugs that people, you know, they take maybe half and then they stop and then there they sit. And that's where the dangers come. You know, if they get into the wrong hands, if they get into the children's hands, you know, we don't want you flushing them. Department of Public Works does not like that. They do not want that coming through their system. And also, you know, if you can't dispose of it on Saturday, we do have drop boxes the same here in Holland. Holland Police Department has one in their lobby. We have one in our lobby on James Street, just off US 31. Holland Township Fire Department, Sheriff's Office. We share an office there with them in the fire department. There's a box there. Our main office up at the Fillmore Complex, there's a drop box. So there's numerous drop boxes spread out all through Ottawa County. And we about monthly go around and we empty those. And it's really great to see that the public does take advantage and come and properly dispose of those drugs.